Thank you very much, Dr. Kubernik. My name is Samir Khanal. I recently finished my PhD from the University of Georgia with Dr. Andrew Patterson, and then joined Dr. Pengzi's lab last year. So today I'm going to talk about the results from one of my PhD projects, where I looked at quantitative variation in fiber quality traits that were introduced into upland cotton from its sister lineages, Tomentosum and Mustelinum. So this work was done at the University of Georgia at Dr. Patterson's lab, with materials developed at his lab and Dr. Chi's lab. And this research was also supported by Cotton Incorporated. To start with, Dr. Patterson built this Gossypium tomentosum map, transferred these chromatin segments from tomentosum to hirsutum background, and did QTL mapping. At around the same time, at Dr. Chi's lab, QTLs and chromatin segments from Mustelinum was transferred to Gossypium hirsutum backgrounds. So this table is from Gossypium tomentosum by hirsutum QTL study, where you can see the favorable QTLs from tomentosum was transferred to Gossypium hirsutum background, CA3093. And a snippet from Gossypium mustelinum study from Dr. Chi's lab, where these QTLs from mustelinum were favorable to Gossypium hirsutum background. So from these advanced backcross studies, we found that it was also possible to recover the favorable alleles from seemingly unfavorable parents, a result that has been published in other crop species as well. And second, that these QTLs were mapped to regions where prior studies have mapped other fiber quality traits, meaning that these QTLs were mapped to the QTL hotspots. Together with these observations, and the fact that in response to the evolution of efficient spinning technologies, there's increased demand for quality fibers, there's better price premium, and also due to competition from synthetic fibers. And in recent years, genomic and molecular breeding resources are more accessible to the breeders, enabling the breeders to pursue improvement in quantitative trait as fiber quality. So there is both opportunities and interest, increased interest in improving fiber quality traits in recent years. So with those backgrounds, at Dr. Patterson's lab, we decided to use tomentosum and mustelinum materials to assess these QTLs further by transferring them to elite genetic backgrounds of upland cotton. So this is the methodology. I divided it into four phases. In the first phase, we introduced these four tomentosum QTLs from advanced backcross lines to six different Gossypium hirsutum backgrounds. Three of the four QTLs were from fiber elongation and one from fiber fineness. And the six elite lines, they represent four different cotton growing regions of the United States. In the second phase, we identified lines with QTL targets, both in tomentosum by elite crosses and in advanced backcross Gossypium mustelinum selections. We targeted GM integration lines with one of the four QTLs, three associated with fiber elongation and one associated with fiber strength. In the third phase, a subset of those crosses, because I made hundreds of crosses, so a subset of those crosses were advanced to constitute QTL mapping populations. In the fourth phase, homozygous QTL integration lines in F2s were advanced to F2-derived F3 generation and studied in two locations with two replications. A total of 38 populations were used for the current study. 17 of those had tomentosum by tomentosum QTLs, and 21 populations had one QTL from Marcellinum and the other QTL from tomentosum. So these QTLs are for fiber elongation, fiber fineness, and fiber strength in different combinations. Okay. So tomentosum by Marcellinum QTL crosses. So the distribution of the phenotypes for microRNA strength and fiber elongation, we see that there is that transcriptive segregation that we expect. We'd ideally like to associate that with the favorable transcription with our QTLs, but as we know, in QTL studies, it's not that straightforward. So a synopsis of marker trait association study. So two QTLs from Marcellinum, they were reasonably stable. One in chromosome 1 and another in chromosome 11. And they increased the elongation percentage in the integrated backgrounds. And strength was only validated in one population, while one of the integration in chromosome 21 did not appear to have significant effects in the segregating populations. And with the tomentosum QTLs, we saw that these QTLs were elusive in that in F2 generation, a large number of population, there was no significant effect of these QTLs. Also, they were erratic in that those QTLs that were significant in F2 were not significant in F2-3 generation. So one of the QTL that we think is a major QTL in chromosome 11 for fiber elongation, it increased elongation by about the percent variation explained by this QTL is about 28%. Together with the earlier studies from Dr. C's lab, where this QTL was shown to be significantly associated with fiber elongation in F2 and F2-3 generation, two different generations, and the fact that we also detected this QTL in early segregating generation, and also in F2-derived F3 lines, we believe that this is a major stable QTL for fiber elongation. So see that the best lines from the populations that have these QTLs, the homozygous QTL integration lines, they increase fiber elongation by 26 to 34% over the parents. The second stable QTL was in chromosome 1, and it was significant in 4 out of 7 F2 populations, and explained around 5 to 12% of phenotypic variation. And also together with the earlier study where this was shown to have a consistent effect in two different generations and in the combined study, we believe that this is also a major QTL, but since the proportion of variation explained is slightly lower than the first QTL that we detected, we believe that this is a minor effect QTL with stable effects. And also its effects were validated in F2-derived F3 lines, where the best line showed 27 to 47% improvement over the parental lines. Also, during the course of our experiment, we inadvertently came across this green fuzz trait that probably is associated with Marcellinum chromosome 11 integration. We saw that that green fuzz phenotype was associated with decreased micronire, the fine fibers. And this could be used as a phenotypic trait for improvement, but map distances needs to be calculated. Now, I was talking about these individual QTL effects, right? But the experiment is about stacking QTLs. And in few cases, we see that the stacking produced the desirable results. For example, doubly homozygous lines in population 7 and population 11, stacking decreased the micronire values. So the BB is the homozygous integration lines. And BC is homozygous, one marker is homozygous, other is the dominant marker, so that's BC in population 11. Similarly, there was an increase in fiber elongation in doubly homozygous lines of several populations, suggesting that individual QTL effects were additive across loci in some cases. And I suggested that Gossypium tomentosum QTLs were elusive in that there appears to be few F2 populations where our target QTLs produced the significant effects. But we did see some stacking effects for increased elongation conditioned by these integrated loci. So this is the data from the F2 population. And in F2-3, stacking effect was validated in one of the populations, Akala, where you see that doubly homozygous lines have greater fiber elongation than the singly homozygous lines, and compared to the parents as well. So in summary, two fiber elongation QTLs from Mustelinum were shown to be stable and repeatedly detected across generations and backgrounds. Our tomentosum QTLs were not stable. But in few cases, we saw the effects of stacking. So with those results, and there is somebody who is taking care of this project, advancing this project further, the work goes on. With that, I'd like to acknowledge my PhD dissertation committee and the Cotton crew in Dr. Patterson's lab and Dr. Chi's lab, also the institutional resources like Cotton Incorporated and the University of Georgia. Thank you. With that, I'd like to answer your questions further. Thank you. Yes. No, not yet. Yeah. It's We are putting some more work because this is early segregating generation, but we would like to get it out someday. Oh, yeah, because we tried to do more than what we could at the time. Like, it's a PhD project, so I had different projects as well. We tried to get like 80 to 100, but in few cases, there were more than 100. In other cases, it was around 80-something. Yes, sir.
Do you know how many genes are in the intergrass region?
No. Because... in maps, it's 15 to 20 centimorgans. So we expect large number of genes. But the fact that the tomentosum work was done a while ago, 2004-05, I guess, and published in 2006, RFLP markers were used. So not directly, not easy to make those correspondence with the new genetic linkage maps.
Yeah. So the expression that you're going to see, why
Yeah. So Sid's asking, like, basically in early segregating generations, if you detect a QTL, it could be a false positive or something, right? So, yeah, in this case, what we did was we used the QTLs that were already identified and mapped in advanced backcross lines. So QTL effects were validated before even I introduced that in the new genetic backgrounds. So the QTL that had significant effect in those advanced backcross lines, I used those, transferred them to new background, and the ones that showed effects in the new backgrounds, we suggest them as stable QTLs. Oh, yeah. For the two QTLs, the mustelinum, those two QTLs had pretty significant effects in advanced lines and in this early segregating generation. We did not do that at all. We did not, we did QTL mapping, so basically. But for fiber quality in general, it's moderate to high heritability, so. Yeah, we see antagonistic relationship with strength. So the major effect QTL in chromosome 11, the elongation, is significantly also associated with the strength. So elongation increases, strength goes down. Not so much with fineness, though. We see in literature, we see elongation associated with strength more often than with fineness. Thank you.